Hi, this is Wendy Powell, your livestock production agent with the Wildcat Extension District. Farmers and ranchers face risk every day. Individual producers have tools to mitigate risk, such as vaccination and irrigation, but never have complete control over production outcomes. Price risk is one example of the many types of risk that can influence farm income. For cow-calf producers that are calving now or within the next few months, breeding decisions were made over 9 months ago. However, it'll be another 6 months that most producers receive any income from that decision. It's difficult to know what markets will be like a year and a half in advance. By calving time, expected prices for feeder calves have been established through futures markets. While future prices are not a guarantee of a particular market price, they provide information about likely price outcomes. Price risk is not about whether expected prices are high or low, but whether market prices are different than expected. Let's say a producer calves in April and plans to sell in October. Today, October feeder futures are around $185 per hundredweight. So, $185 is the expected market price for October of 2022. It's the best estimate for average national prices in October, based on currently available information. The price risk faced by the producer is that when October arrives, prices may have dropped below that $85 per hundredweight. If that happens, will the producer still be able to make a profit? In some years, prices decline or stay the same. The most recent drop lately was in 2015. In April 2015, October feeder cattle futures were around $214 per hundredweight. By October, prices had declined to around $183 per hundredweight. Some producers might still have made money at $183, but this was quite a bit less than April expectations. Another example is in 2014. October future prices were high in April, but actual October prices were a little higher. In 2017, the actual October price was almost $10 higher than expected. In 2020, the expected and actual prices were similar, around $140 per hundredweight. While actual prices end up being higher than expected, we call it upside risk. Most producers are worried about price declines or downside risk. Producers may also face unexpected declines in local prices that might not be reflected in the national or futures markets. This is basis risk. Essentially, basis risk is the difference between the nearby futures price and the local cash prices. Plainly, prices at the local sell barn may experience a larger decline than futures prices. To summarize, price risk management is not just about getting a high price. It's about protecting yourself from declines in the expected market. This segment has been adopted from the K-State Research and Extension's Ag Policy Expert. For more information, give me a call at the Labette County Extension Office, 620-784-5337.